USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump issued a veto Wednesday of the National Defense Authorization Act, following up on threats to reject the bill if it did not repeal legal protections for social media companies. The $740 billion defense spending bill now goes back to Congress, where a veto override is likely. The president is getting support for his action from across the aisle. Hawaii Democrat Representative Tulsi Gabbard tells Fox News that Congress has failed to hold big tech corporations accountable for their actions.
Congress has failed to act in making sure that the American people have a fair and free opportunity to the public square, and to make sure that these tech companies that are censoring people, that are choosing whose voices are heard and whose aren't, taking sides in political elections, that they are not immune from lawsuits. And so I think it's a critical thing to hold Congress his feet to the fire.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day, with the same issues. They're tired of being tired, and they are hopeless, completely hopeless, because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
A new variant of the coronavirus, first identified in South Africa, has been detected in the United Kingdom. Health officials there say the new strain appears to be even more infectious than the variant that has emerged in the UK over the last 2 weeks, causing a surge of new cases. Dr. Michael Osterholm says that both new strains are probably already in the United States. The head of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota tells CNN the country needs to ramp up the ability to test for new variants in order to get a better understanding of how and where the virus is spreading.
I think these viruses are here. They're going to be spreading right now. What we have to do is beef up our system in the United States. Unfortunately, our current system here for looking at these viruses and determining their genetics is very, very, very limited. We are with the bottom countries of the high-income countries in doing this. And so what we have to do is really increase our ability to test these samples and to give us a forewarning when this virus is spreading.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As delivery of the first batches of coronavirus vaccine continues, distribution of those shots varies greatly from state to state. Tim Berg has that story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A state prison in Central California has received some of the first coronavirus vaccines, which are being administered to the prisoners and some of the guards. That's not the case in Florida, though, where Governor Ron DeSantis says he remains committed to getting Florida's older population the coronavirus vaccine, but he's asking them to be patient. The Republican governor saying doctors, nurses, and other frontline workers will be first in line to be vaccinated, but seniors could be rolling up their sleeves as soon as Monday.
We don't have enough vaccine to do everyone 65 and older in Florida at this moment. We have over 4 million people in that age group. We have vaccine doses that are in the hundreds of thousands over and above eventually once we get through the long-term care and the nurses.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Washington quarterback Dwayne Haskins has been fined by the team and stripped of his captaincy after photos of him violating the NFL's COVID protocols emerged on social media. Haskins was photographed at a party over the weekend without a mask and among more than 10 people at the gathering. It's the second time this season that Haskins has been caught violating protocol. The fine was reportedly $40,000. Haskins released a public apology saying he knows he needs to stop being selfish and putting his team at risk. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.